Hey, good evening, sir. My name is Christopher. I'm calling you from the Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and I'd like to get some opinions from you. This will be quick.
Okay, as long as it doesn't take forever.
No, it's going to take about 5 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
All right, perfectly. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how will you vote on general elections for the president, U.S., Senate, and Florida state? Definitely going to vote, very likely going to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or very not likely to vote.
You talking about next week or?
On November the 5th.
Oh, November. Oh, well, I'll definitely be voting in November. you should be polling on what's happening on Tuesday.
right. I do understand that, sir. But right now, this is the survey that the company has provided.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so are you going to be voting?
Of course.
All right, great.
Very likely.
Which political party are you registered to vote? Republican, Democrat, Independent?
Democrat.
Awesome. All right. Do you consider yourself Hispanic, African American, Asian, white?
White.
Okay. All right. General speaking, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going on the right direction, or they're off on the wrong track?
It's an interesting question.
If you don't got a response to that, you could just let me know.
No, I see. It's a trap question. Depending
right.
on who who's paying for your poll. I think it's going in the right direction.
In the right?
Okay. Yeah, and
right.
it needs to continue to go in the right direction. But we still have baggage.
Right. Okay, so from the following list, which issue should the local elect officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? The first one will be corruption in the city government, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic.
Corruption. You don't even have to go any
okay.
further.
All right, perfect. So now I'm gonna be giving you a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. If
okay.
you have no, okay. So the first one will be Joe Carollo. Favorable, unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Daniela Levine Cava?
Oh, very positive.
All right. Miguel Gabela?
Let's see. What's he running for?
If you don't have if you never heard of him or you don't have no opinion, you could just let me know.
If it's who I think he is, I would say yes. I'm just going to pass on it because I'm not.
Okay. Perfect. And what about Damian Pardo?
Same there. There's
okay.
a lot of new candidates.
Right.
Just,
Aileen, what about Aileen Higgins?
Oh, very positive. She's a good
okay.
friend.
Okay. Manolo Reyes?
Got to retire.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Very positive.
Christine King?
Positive.
Francis Suarez?
Oh, God. Francis is such an embarrassment. I'm so disappointed in him.
Okay. Great. So if the elections for the president were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, Democrat candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, great. And would you say that are you definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris?
Definitely voting.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to read you a paragraph, and you tell me if you're favorable or against it. Okay, Shaw section for the city charter to require continuous residency in the district and effect at the time that qualifying for the minimum of 1 year immediately from proceeding qualified for the candidates running for the city commissioner and require continuous residency on the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the elections were held today, would you say vote yes or vote or in favor for the referendum? Are you against that? Or in favor on that?
I'd have to say I'm against it, yeah.
Okay.
Just because
Perfect.
There's all kinds of
okay. All right. I'm gonna continue with the second paragraph. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So, returning 13 across to the city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotels lease, contributing $15 million for affordable housing. And other public benefits. If the elections were held today, would you say yes in favor of the referendum or vote no against the referendum?
Yeah, you're talking about Watson Island?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're in favor or against?
I'm opposed.
Okay. All right. If you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against the referendum?
I would vote no.
Okay, perfect. All right, so $9 million contribution for affordable housing plus timeshare units become condominiums, mixed use to include office and expand public waterfronts and pedestrian promenade along a bay. If the elections were held today, would you say yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum?
I'm undecided.
Okay, perfect. If you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no of the referendum? You said you're undecided, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. All right. You will now be giving some of the specific components of the proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove for each one. The first one will be reducing the overall amount of development. Strongly agree. Somewhat approve. Somewhat
strongly
disapprove.
Strongly agree.
Okay. The second one, sir, will be expanding the public waterfront and promenade along Biscayne Bay. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Yeah, it's very vague.
Oh, you don't, you're on the side.
Gotta be.
Okay. The third one will be at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Strongly approve. Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove.
I'm sorry, say that again.
All at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Strongly approve or somewhat disapprove. Or you're undecided.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The fourth will be selling a 3.2 acres of leased property to a tenant at a fair market value. Strong approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Allowing office space to be included?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums? Strongly approved?
Strongly no.
All right, perfect. All right, I do really appreciate your time, sir. Room is going to be done, okay? All right, so the already approved to the project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and waterfront, a promenade, and would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The update prospo will result in the over $1 billion of additional tax review of the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million and new funding for affordable housing and expansion for the public waterfront and pedestrian to allow better public access to public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Do you definitely vote for this in favor, or probably vote yes in favor, or definitely vote no against?
Probably yes.
Okay. All right, we're almost going to be done. And regardless of your position, what is one thing you like the most about what you just heard?
That there's a lot of people out there that don't know what they're voting for.
Okay. Perfect. So, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and read you this. Now, I'm going to be reading you a statement.
Please leave your message for 786 2.